Feeling good, the Live 88.5 startup. Catfish Morgan here, David Schellenberg 2, and Live 88.5 car crasher Jim Bray to talk about a couple of vehicles, the Porsche 911 Carrera and the Toyota Venza. Hello, Jim.
Hello there.
Hi. Okay, so did you like the Venza? You've driven them before.
I have driven it before. This time, actually, I got to take it through some really nice extra stuff because I had it when I was in Ontario for Test Fest. So I picked it up in Toronto. I drove it down to Niagara-on-the-Lake, and then I drove it up to Ottawa for the weekend to visit my dad. And so I got to try it on all sorts of different roads. I drove it on 401 through Toronto and past Toronto. And, freeway driving is not a lot of challenge for a vehicle, except that you want to have good visibility and reasonable power in that.
Right.
And then I got off at Kingston and took Highway 10 up through Westport and Perth and that. So I got a chance to try it on some sort of back roads and some twisty bits and that. And then driving back, I got to see what it was like going through the tail edge or the leading edge of a hurricane. So that was a pretty good test.
Yeah, it's not often that'll come up on you.
No, especially here. Yeah. I get to worry about Chinooks and that's about it.
Yeah, did it handle okay in windy conditions?
Actually, it was very good. The wind was really something there from about Kingston on right through to Scarborough. The wind was really something. And yeah, it's pretty, it's a fairly large vehicle, but I was really impressed with how it handled. And the rain, between the rain and the spray off all the semi-trailers, boy, it was just unbelievable. But the fast setting on the windshield wipers was fast enough. The Venza was my favorite Toyota until I drove the new Camry SE.
Right.
And I think this, again, is still right up there. It's practical. It's big enough. You can haul lots of stuff in it. It's kind of a true crossover as opposed to these SUVs that they call crossovers, because SUVs, of course, are evil. Whereas this is, it's kind of a tall station wagon. So,
right.
There aren't too many on the market to compete with it. Perhaps the new Infiniti JX, but that, of course, would be another level above as far as luxury in that. But, all things being equal, which they aren't, but I'd take the Venza over the Infiniti any day just because it was nicer to drive. For one thing, it had a real automatic transmission instead of a CVT.
Right. And as far as the powering goes, you said it's a pretty big vehicle. Underpowered or just bang on?
Well, this one had the V6. I'm not sure I would want to have the V or the four-cylinder in this one. It's 182 horses, 182 foot-pounds of torque, which is not bad, but it is a fairly large vehicle. But with the V6, you have 268 horsepower, 240
wow.
foot-pounds of torque.
Yeah.
And I found that very fine. Like, driving along, it gave me lots of oomph if I wanted to pass people on the hills and everything. Not that the hills are that spectacular, but they're enough. They're enough to be a challenge. And I don't know if I would want to go for the four-cylinder in this, but the six was more than adequate, and it was actually quite a pleasant vehicle to drive. Very comfortable, nice interior. I'd have to give that really good marks.
Were the hills alive with the sound of music?
Well, they were, because, of course, it had an XM satellite radio.
All right.
And I also streamed from my phone with Bluetooth, so when I got tired of their stuff, I put on my own stuff.
That's excellent. All right, Jim Brayer, Live 88.5 Car Crasher. I can't wait to hear the negative reviews on the Porsche 911 Carrera that's coming up. We'll talk with Jim in just a bit. It's the Live 88.5 Startup.
-3, -8 with the wind chill in Ottawa.
Look out, Jim Bray's got a Porsche. If you want to read his reviews, Jim Bray's reviews are Live 88.5 Car Crasher, Jim Bray. Live88.5.com. Click on Startup. Hello, Jim.
Hello.
Hi. Okay, the Porsche 911 Carrera. What did you think?
Well, I say we could just rerun the review I did you a couple of months ago, I guess. But actually, that's not really fair, because this is a different Porsche. They're both 911s. The last one that we talked about was the 911S, which actually won its category at Car of the Year in Niagara-on-the-Lake. This one is the base model. It's the 911 Carrera, so there's no S. So it has a slightly smaller engine, slightly less horsepower. And this one had the 7-speed manual transmission. It's the world's first 7-speed manual transmission, at least in a car.
Yeah.
And that made it very interesting. I love Porsches. I find it very hard to say anything bad about them, other than the pricing. But manual, in the past, I've always found Porsche's manuals to be terrific transmissions, but the clutch very, very heavy. You almost have to, if you're sitting in traffic, you almost want to use both feet on the clutch pedal.
Wow.
This one I found, besides having an extra gear, the clutch seemed to be a lot lighter. It was just a more pleasant vehicle to be at a stoplight with, thanks to this lighter clutch. And really, seven gears is kind of interesting. I think the reason they did it is, of course, fuel mileage, because everybody buys Porsches for their fuel mileage. It's the way the market is going, so I guess they have to continue with it. One thing I found interesting with it, though, is because it also has this auto-stop feature that's becoming quite common now. So when you do stop at a red light, the engine shuts off. And I found that that made the car really forgiving. If it weren't for the fact that this is a 911, it would be, you know, a very good car to teach somebody to drive a manual transmission in, because a couple of times there, I managed to stall it. I mean, you usually do this thing. You're not familiar with the car. You're not familiar with the transmission, so you tend to stall it. But this thing would start up again after I did that.
That's kind of cool. Yeah.
I didn't feel nearly so stupid.
The seven gears is interesting. Like, did they just take everything and split it out more, or did they add something at the top or the bottom?
Well, the top one is basically a cruising gear. I mean, you can short shift. You can go like directly from fourth into sixth, but I could not go from fourth into seventh. I could go from fifth to seventh. So it's, you know, it's designed for when you're cruising along at a breakneck rate of speed.
Right.
It'll lower the and just keep the engine up. But other than that, yeah, it feels basically like the six-speed transmission of old, which means it's just lovely, you know, to row through the gears. It's just fantastic. Now, the engine, too, a little less horsepower. The S, I believe, has 400. This only has 350. And I found in the past with the base 911 that, I mean, they're never underpowered, but you always wanted more. But I found the 350 horsepower in this was enough. You always want more, but I was happy with the 350 horses in this. Of course, they made the car lighter and all that, too. So, just a beautiful car.
All right. Well, not that it's going to be in my snack bracket, but what was the price of this car?
Well, it starts at a paltry $93,700. And then, of course, you can option it up from there. This one had options like doors. Platinum silver metallic paint, which was $820. It had the sport suspension, which you definitely want. That was 3,400 simoleons. And a torque vectoring, which is kind of nice. That's $1,510. Extra wheels. No, wow. I mean, not that it had five or anything, but they had the 20-inch sport design wheel for $2,200. And the Bose surround sound system is $1,820. So it came in. It topped the sales at about $107,545, which for a Porsche 911 is actually not too bad.
That's pretty good, yeah. Wow, yeah, but still, everything is a la carte. It's like ordering your steak at Côte Chevelle. It doesn't come with anything.
Well, that's right. One thing I really did miss about it was it didn't come with a sunroof, and I would really want that. I don't remember what that is as an option, but I can imagine quite a bit.
No kidding. Very good. Jim Bray, our Live 88.5 Car Crasher. You can go to live88.5.com and click on Startup and find a link for him. Jim, thanks for your time.
Welcome.
Ottawa traffic on Live 88.5.
This traffic update is for